Hey everybody, welcome to Climb the Ladder for episode 158, presented by Watch Up Network. I'm your co-host Hunter, and my equally good-looking twin brother Duncan is right here with me. Thank you to everybody who's been tuning in each week. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review us on iTunes and Spotify. You can see two of the same face when you head over to YouTube. It's not too late to get your hands on one of our limited edition CTL koozies. Let us know if you want one. As always, let's climb the ladder. Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to episode 158. It's been good to bring just some consistent Mariners baseball updates and, of course, updates from across the league and outside the diamond. This week, little baseball focus. We're going to bring you, of course, another Mariners update, preview the All-Star break, the All-Star game, and week of festivities really is happening in Seattle this year, which is very exciting. Hasn't been there since, I believe it was 2001. Also take you through a few of our favorite segments and wrap up with a little bit of a 4th of July recap and a weekend look ahead. Kind of a funny work week, Hunter, but we're here, we're making it happen. And yeah, let's start out with a few Mariners updates.
Yeah, is it Monday? Is it Wednesday? Is it Friday?
Hey, I will say, you know, taking the trash cans out, always a prideful thing. You never want to miss trash day. You just feel right, like you let yourself and the neighborhood down. But whenever there's a weekday holiday, like it was on Tuesday this year, then trash day oftentimes gets delayed. Well, trash cans were not even on my radar last night. Didn't even think about it. Trash day is Thursday. Got home. I was like, man, I should get the trash cans put out. Realized today was Thursday because didn't feel like it at all. Aww. And then I looked at like 6 o'clock tonight, all the neighbors had them out, knowing that it's the trash can delay day. So didn't miss it at all. Trash day Friday this week. Yeah. Easy, ready to roll. So
wow, people should,
people should let us know if they do that too. Like use the holiday trash pickup day delay so that you don't actually miss it.
Interesting that yours is also Thursday because mine is Thursday. No delay. Proceeded with our regularly scheduled programming.
I usually expect the delay, like if your trash day is Tuesday, but the 4th of July is on Tuesday, then it's going to be Wednesday. But yeah, I mean, I guess trickle effect, maybe they have a lighter schedule Friday, so they catch up there. I mean, it's Idaho, so we do things better anyways, so.
Yeah, I guess that's part of it too.
No, I mean, it looked like I knew what I was doing, so I'll take it.
Yeah. Well, start off with some Mariners ball. Let's look quickly at this last homestand because it's actually something that we want to take a look at and recognize. We came home and we lost the opening series against the Nationals. And then we got 2 out of 3 against the Rays and 2 out of 3 against the Giants, and then went on the road. And as bad as I thought it would be, we won game one against the Astros.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Good stretch.
Yeah, I saw a beautiful home run. I think it was a multi-home run game, actually, from Gino Suarez, which is awesome. I feel like it's always just good to make a statement in Houston, but especially when we're so close with them in the rankings, we're trying to stay as relevant as possible. To get one against Houston in a key 4-game series leading up to the All-Star break, I feel like that just starts us out on the right foot. Currently we're sitting 6 games back from Houston. And the Angels look like they are on a little bit of a slide.
Also, this is a 4-game series against the Astros. So 6 games back from the Astros, if we could close that gap going into the All-Star break would be huge.
Yeah, I mean, 3 out of 4 would be great. Obviously, a sweep would be outstanding. And the gap has closed a little bit with the Rangers as well. Rangers are on a 4-6 slide. Angels are on a 3-7 slide in their last 10. So yeah, if we can take care of the Astros, I know Trout just got hurt. I don't know what his estimated return time is, but as doubtful as we've been leading up to the All-Star break, the window of opportunity is definitely there. We're sitting exactly at 500 after that win. Just one half a game back from the Angels, who are sitting one game over 500. And then, yeah, honestly, Astros and Rangers are within reach.
Yeah, that's crazy. I was just trying to look because I said it last week, but we were right here before the All-Star break last year, saying the Mariners were at 500 and then went on a pretty good run after that. But I did want to take a quick look. It's kind of side note. I just got to looking at Mariners history over all these different seasons, and it says top player. And just reading through this list of just player names.
Just great.
I mean, should I just go for a couple?
Yeah, give me some highlights.
Brett Boone, A-Rod, Jamie Moyer, obviously Ken Griffey Jr., obviously Ichiro. You get Adrian Beltre in there. Franklin Gutierrez.
Yeah, I made
it. Hernandez.
Made a Gutierrez reference in the softball season finale last night.
Oh, yeah. Here's one. Hisashi Iwakuma. You remember him?
Yeah, Iwakuma was a good one to watch.
Yeah. Cano's in there a couple times. Cruz, Haniger, Seager. I just feel like that is like, that's just the mantra of the last 10 years is like,
yeah,
all these one or two great guys with, let's see, like, Cano top player, Seager top player. It went, talk about a 10-year stretch. This is from 2014. Cano, Seager, Cano, Cruz, Haniger, Seager, and then Dylan Moore, Ty France. Like, I feel like after the COVID short season is when we kind of like took the next step. Like, yeah. Dylan Moore, oh, where did he come from? And now, like, he doesn't really have a starting spot, but we're never going to get rid of him because he's a Swiss Army knife.
Right, yeah, great utility player.
But, like, all those seasons of those, what, seven in a row with Cano, Seager, Cruz, and Haniger. I mean, we were 71 wins, 87 wins, 76, 86, 78, 89, 68. Like, just mediocre.
Right,
yeah. Not even.
Just under 500, significantly not even contention of the wild card.
And then the last 2 years, 90 and 72. So anyway, I got looking at this because while you talk about the next point, I'm going to try to look at the Mariners' record at the All-Star break in the last few seasons.
Yeah, that'll be key. I was going to say just a couple of those highlights that you mentioned. I feel like I guess it's already been 10 years since like the Cano Cruz era, but I was going to say in another 5 or 10 years when we really look at the building blocks of the Mariners and what they were able to do and their pitfalls, you know, having the Hanigers and the Seegers and never really doing anything with it. I feel like we're going to look back at that whole Cruz Cano situation where the Mariners went totally uncharacteristic, signed two of baseball's best at the time. Cruz is still hitting bombs at whatever, 45 or however old he is. But I feel like we're going to just be talking about the Cano and Cruz thing and how much potential was there and then how average we were with them. I mean, they were so exciting. They put butts in seats. They sold jerseys like no other. It was so exciting to watch them, but they literally didn't get us any farther through the season or any closer to a title than we are now. You know, we made it to the postseason last year. So I don't know. That'll just be a weird mark on Mariners history that I'm sure will be documentary style or talked about or something in the future. But yeah let's sure. Let's hit a little
really All-Star. Quick one. I was just looking at the All-Star break going into last season, and I was like, that date doesn't seem right. July 17th, which is 10 days later than this recording, but we all might have forgot with the success of kicking off this season per normal. The delayed CBA talks last year delayed the start of the season. So All-Star break was July 17th was going into it, and the Mariners were in the midst of a 14-game winning streak.
Dang.
That was going into the All-Star break. So they went in with a 51-42 record last year, even though this time last year, like beginning of July, they were sitting at 500.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, not far off from what our record is now, you know, a matter of 7 or 8 games. And I do remember talking about that hot streak they were on, wondering if they could continue and kind of carry out after the break. But let's talk a little All-Star break. We have 3 Mariners represented at this time. Obviously a huge deal this year because the All-Star game, home run derby, celebrity game, all of that stuff is taking place in Seattle this year. You'll have to give us a real-time weather update for what we're looking at. You know, hopefully it's not raining in July for the All-Star break, but big hype. I already saw that the media is there, kicks off here in a couple of days. So yeah, excited.
One of the biggest things is the gear. The gear is sweet for both the American League and National League. It's all Mariners teal and blue, and the mountains, Mount Rainier, the trees, like they're doing it right.
I was surprised when I saw that. I saw it, one of the teal blue jerseys posted, and it literally looks like a Mariners alternate, but it's just awesome All-Star game jersey. And I'm like, that's what we need. We don't need any more boring stuff. Like, we need it to look awesome. And
yeah,
I don't know if a lot of people outside of Mariners fans will buy it. I guess if one of their favorite players' jersey, like name and numbers on it, they will, but I would definitely buy an American League teal jersey.
Well, and now after the City Connect Nike jerseys this season, they're introducing, this is the All-Star uniforms this year are going to be permanent jerseys for the 2024 season.
Which ones are?
The All-Star jerseys for this year.
Oh.
With that new material, like not the classic, like full button, like heavy kind of material. They're going to be like these Nike dry fit.
Wow, that'll be kind of cool. I bet those will be flying off the shelves at T-Mobile Park.
Yeah.
So looking at who we have represented. So first we got in, which kind of surprising. I don't know if we have to fully dive into this tonight, but we sure could. Our only representative out of the gate was Luis Castillo, Mariners starting pitcher. Rightfully so. I mean, I can pull up stats on him, but his pitching performance has kind of spoken for itself. So he was our only original pick to the All-Star game. And then it took a little bit of time. For those that don't know, Castillo came over from the Reds last year in 2022. We got him, and he's just been lights out. This season, he's already played 17 games, 3.05 ERA. He's 5-6 on the season, but I mean, he's just been dealing, and he's definitely our best in the rotation. So we had him originally, and then we just picked up 2 earlier this week with Julio Rodriguez filling in for the American League outfield, and George Kirby, sophomore season, gets in.
Awesome.
Right. That was, I mean, the dude's dealing. He's putting work in. He's kind of in that same Logan Gilbert class where they're both young guys, but really good for Kirby. What is he, 23 or 24, I think?
Yeah.
So cool to see him in with three Mariners represented next week in the All-Star game.
Yeah, super cool. I don't know if we want to keep talking about the game. The game is on Tuesday, July 11th. So next week after this podcast recording at 5 p.m. Pacific. Oh, wait. Might have got that wrong.
I could see 5 o'clock Pacific.
All-Star game. Yeah. Okay. I second guess myself. 5 o'clock Pacific on Tuesday. But the series of events leading up to that, we have, which this one's cool, to kick off is on Saturday. So this coming weekend, Saturday, 7:30 Pacific, the Swingman Classic. So what better time to bring in the name Swingman than, I mean, Ken Griffey Jr. and the Mariners. So the Swingman Classic, they're doing that. And then they're doing the, presented by SiriusXM, the All-Star Futures game. And then the celebrity softball game will be following that, the Futures game right after that. So if you want to know, any guesses on some former Mariners playing in that celebrity game?
I mean, I feel like Ken Griffey Jr. should be in there, but I also know that would be a fairly dominant performance.
Yeah, I think he'll be doing something else.
I think I saw that Felix is going to make an appearance.
Yep. So, yeah. So, Felix Hernandez, also former Mariners, Brett Boone, Mike Cameron, and Adam Jones. So, for you diehard Mariners faithful out there, those are four names that if you've been around for the past 20 or 30 years, you're going to know it.
Yeah, that's awesome. I always love the celebrity game because you get – I think I saw there's an Olympian in there. You always get music artists, actors, actresses, people from other sports, which is always fun. So
yeah, speaking of other sports, two NBA stars. One is Donovan Mitchell, and the other one is Zach LaVine, who is a Washington native. He's from Renton, Washington.
Nice. Right up the corridor from you guys.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. And then you throw in, let's see, some other ones. WWE star, Pitch Perfect actors, Adam Devine and Skylar Astin, a couple Olympians in there. Jenny Finch, UW softball.
Nice.
So, yeah, it's going to be a fun
good
one.
Good mix of people. I'm sure that'll be fun. What's our forecast looking like up there, Steve Poole? We got to make sure that we're going to have a dry All-Star break.
Man, I would say if it's anything like these last few days, let's see what we got.
For anybody that has lived or is familiar with Washington, they always say that summer doesn't start until July 5th because usually the 4th is kind of gloomy. I know in Boise here, we've been 80s and 90s. We're like 95 today, just sweltering. So I know you guys are sometimes right behind, but sometimes 65 and rainy.
Well, you said July 5th, and that was the hottest day of the year so far. It hit 91 yesterday. And today was back down a little bit to 82, but no AC in the house. So definitely feeling it.
Yeah, sitting up in the upstairs office too, I bet you start sweating off some pounds up there.
Oh, yeah. Yep, got the window unit working overtime.
Nice.
But yeah, the weekend forecast for the game looking just right. People are going to be attracted to the Northwest very much. We got 77, 78, 79, 3 days in a row, and it's hard to beat.
Yeah, I mean, people always say you learn to appreciate the sun even more living up there because you don't see it as often. It is a stereotype. It rains frequently, but it doesn't downpour all the time. I think we have had a few episodes earlier this year where Hunter said it's raining harder than I've ever seen it before. But all that to say, you definitely appreciate like the nice 80 plus degree days when you get them, because it does not come frequently.
Yeah. Well, just to round out the schedule with the game being on Tuesday, like we said, the MLB draft is on Sunday, which we won't do a forecast of, but we will do a recap of next week when we're in the middle of the break, when there's no action going, with quite the lull of other sports as well, other than a couple golf majors, which maybe Jim can chime in on for us.
Yeah.
But the MLB draft is on Sunday, followed by the Home Run Derby on Monday, which is probably, I mean, that's the most electric. Talk about all these Monday, like college championships, Monday night, you know, football, everything else, like throw the Home Run Derby on ESPN. It's game time.
Yeah, I love that. Can't beat a good Home Run Derby. It's way better than like the NFL's Pro Bowl, which now is only like a two-hand touch game anyways, but
yeah,
you can't beat the home.
This feels like summer though.
Yeah.
The Home Run Derby on TV, like you kind of walk by it a couple times. You're like, I don't care about that matchup until the second or third round. But like, then it's dinner time and like, hey, pull up a seat. It's summer.
They start hitting bonus balls. Julio Rodriguez is going to be in for the second time in a row, which is fun.
Very cool.
That's just a good time. And at the end of the day, it's just real talent. Like Pro Bowl, you can kind of jog around. And I remember they grabbed Tyler Huntley last year, and he had like, you know, 40% completion or something. Just shouldn't have been there. These guys should be in the Home Run Derby. They're the ones hitting bombs. They're the leaders halfway through the season. So one thing I was thinking too, you mentioned kind of the lull next week and we won't have actual game or schedule to talk about, but we'll definitely revisit some of the key rule changes a little bit halfway through the season, see what people are saying about certain rule changes. Before the season started, we had previewed some larger base sizes. I know the shift has been a big thing. And then obviously the play clock and the pitch clock and all of that. So we'll dive into those a little bit next week too, to just kind of revisit and see what people are saying, or if it's just kind of been dust under the rug and we're moving on with the season. So excited
for
that.
Yeah, I think the pitch clock has probably been the biggest one, but we'll definitely get into some first half of the season examples on that.
Yeah, a little first cap of the season, first part of the season recap, and then a little look ahead as well. Well, Hunter, what do you say? If the season's almost halfway up, that means that our fantasy baseball season is over halfway complete. How's the larger bases team? What are we looking at?
Yeah, man, larger bases. Speaking of rule changes, I'll start off with the failure, because man, it was rough. I think we talked about it last week. But Yankees pitcher, is it Domingo? Is it Germain?
Oh, is
spelled
he
like
the one?
German, but I think it's a silent G for some reason.
Is he the one that got shelled today too, or was that somebody?
No, he pitched a perfect game after consecutive negative point outings.
Oh, and yeah, 41 points. For
41, and I had him for almost the whole season, the better part of the season so far. He was putting up some numbers, and then he went consecutive negative, so I dropped him, and then I lost to Clayton by 41.
Dang, that's brutal.
Yeah.
He ended up losing exactly by the amount that he put up.
Yeah. So this week's off to a good start. I had four pitchers go today, which you gotta like that. Yeah, I'm right there in it. It would be a pretty big upset because Kyle is trying to stay away from 500. Yeah, I had Bradish on the Orioles go for 23 today. but I also got a negative 15 from a guy who went three innings pitched, Ren Nelson. He went 25 points, then 27, then posted a negative 15. So that's rough.
Yeah, that is rough. It's all about finding that system, what works. I think I mentioned on last week's episode, but I might not have. Unfortunately, my six-game win streak was broken. I'm sitting at 8-5, officially in third overall in the league right now. And coming off of that loss to Mitch, shout out to Mitch always for editing our podcast, but facing off against Andrew this week, number one team. He won the whole league last year. So I'm only down by a few right now, but last week I just couldn't play catch up. So trying to get the pitching staff back up, trying to get Aaron Judge healthy. I've had a few injuries that have definitely taken a toll. Some of my starters have been out of the rotation for San Diego. So just trying to kind of get the boys healthy going into the All-Star break and coming out swinging.
Yeah, that's a good call.
And before we know it, I mean, just in about 5 or 6 weeks, we'll be drafting for fantasy football. So stay tuned as we subside fantasy baseball, or at least try to balance that and football.
Yeah, that's hard to believe too. But definitely ready to turn the corner, no doubt.
Yeah, well, let's talk a little bit of 4th of July. Obviously, we got to talk what we did, but let's mix the 4th of July and do a little Freedom Independence Day hit the spot segment. What did you have on Tuesday, or I guess it could be over the weekend if you were celebrating, that was just like America, freedom food, hit the spot?
Yeah, I mean, I cracked my first beer. I looked at my watch. I was kind of putzing around doing some little stuff outside, not working too hard because it was a holiday. Cracked my first cold one at 11 a.m. I looked at the watch, figured it was time. And, dude, I proceeded after that, and they just went down so easy.
Sometimes you just gotta crack them and see kind of how the day goes, especially if there's a few people around, and it's just kind of that time. You don't have anywhere to be, no obligations, might as well. Yeah,
I have to say I mixed it up. I wanted to hit a little bit of everything, since I was still kind of working outside. You know, you want something light, so hit it with a Mickey Ultra. I mean, you don't even set that down. Like, that can never touches a hard surface again.
Something about it being taller and skinnier and not bubbly like a seltzer, it goes down way faster.
And mixed in a pub beer in there, Miller Lite, ended with a couple Coors Lights. Dude, those hands down will never fail to go down easier and faster than any other beer. Not even trying.
Yeah, especially wrapped in a good old CTL Stars and Stripes koozie, shameless plug.
Shout out.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's always good food. I always think like barbecue and ribs and brisket, and I didn't have any like go hard with the barbecue this year. I guess my hit the spot does have to do with a little bit of barbecue, but I feel like just good food is the name of the game for the fourth. So yeah, we had fun. Had cousins rolling through town on the way back from a family reunion. So we hit the downtown Boise parade, and then we went over out to Meridian, place that I've been wanting to try. It's one that it's always on Facebook. They've got just crazy, crazy menu items. And it's just one of those like Saturday morning, the wait's 2 or 3 hours. And finally got into Biscuit and Hog. If you're local to the Boise area, got to try Biscuit and Hog. Absolutely absurd portion sizes. Not like that ridiculous place that you took us in Washington, but this is like such good food. Way more. They should put pictures on the menu with like a normal person's hand next to it just to see scale of food, because I got the smokehouse omelet. It had bacon and I think brisket on it with barbecue sauce and like onions and breakfast potatoes. it was like this whole, I guess it was more of a scramble than an omelet, but that was just like the scramble of all scrambles. It was just like so just big when it came out. I tried to play it smart and left the potatoes. Like I had a little potatoes, but knew I wanted to go harder on the eggs so that I actually had room for them. And then of course at those places, like you get the entree and then they're like, you get your
like three free pancakes probably.
Yeah. So you get your side and then you get a bread side. So my side was the breakfast potatoes. Then bread side, you get a choice of a homemade biscuit and hog. So they're known for their biscuits, or a pancake, or a French toast biscuit.
Whoa.
Or I think just normal toast. And then they had, I think, one more option, maybe a waffle or something. So it's like, holy cow, you already know it's going to be more than one plate. It's going to be multiple plates of like so much food. So I opted for the French toast biscuit. That was one of the best things I've had because it's like amazing buttermilk biscuit, but it's fried all the way around. And then they served everything with this whiskey maple syrup. And it was just,
man,
it was just next level, top tier food. Everything cost about the same, so you weren't getting robbed.
That feels good too.
I have a picture. I'll have to put it on the Twitter page or something. Mandy ordered just the pancake combo. It's like, you know, $13.99 or something. Pretty standard breakfast price, brunch price. Not even kidding. Like a 14-inch tire on a car or like a trailer or something. This was at least as big and maybe bigger. Two pancakes, fluffy too, like probably 2 or 3 inches tall. And literally the biggest pancake you've seen, like that you've been served at a restaurant. And Mandy got through, I think, half of one. So we were like, oh, can we have a box? We kind of just wanted to see like what they would do. Leftover pancakes, not awesome, but yeah. We were like, gotta see. We were like, what if they brought out a pizza box? Cannot lie to you, brought out a pizza box.
Whoa.
It was like a 12 or a 14 inch pizza, filled the whole box. It was crazy. Jeez. So all of that to say, that was a long hit the spot, but that was good food.
Can't go wrong. And if there's any day to do it, it's literally the 4th of July.
Oh yeah. Definitely a reason to do it. So yeah, it was fun. We had a good 4th, enjoyed some time outside and also some time to relax, which is, you kind of forget that it's a day off. So you might as well take it easy at least a little bit if you can. So it was good.
Yeah. It's a good day off, especially when the weather's nice. Man, it was 88 here. It was 88. Got a float in the backyard pool, and it's hard to beat. Nowhere to go, nothing to do.
Yeah, might as well. Nice. Easy access. Well, yeah, it was fun. Hopefully everybody out there had a good one. Enjoyed some sunshine. Hopefully it's nice wherever you're at. Safe travels if people are traveling back from the holiday. And by the time you hear this, we're already going to be headed into another weekend. Definitely. Well, it was nice to have kind of the chopped up week, but it will feel good to be back to the normal Monday through Friday, because that definitely throws you off.
Yeah, get the routine going for sure.
Definitely. Well, want to remind everybody about our Stars and Stripes CTL koozies. Obviously past the 4th of July here a little bit, but it's Independence Day every day. So make sure $5. If you want a koozie, just shoot us a text or a DM and we will get a koozie in your hand. We'll personally send it ourselves, get it in your mailbox so that you can keep your drink cold and your hand warm. And yeah, so definitely let us know if you want one.
Gotta have it. It's a must. And if you're trying to start a koozie collection, I remember a couple of years ago, Dunk, when we lived together and we had like one koozie each, and it was like somebody comes over and it's like, sorry, you just get a sweaty guy in your hand. But then you start to build and it's like, oh, I'll get a free one here, and then it's like, oh, they have one at a concert, I'll get that instead of a t-shirt. And then pretty soon you start to build and I have a whole drawer full now, which
can't beat it.
Pretty cool when a lot of people come over. It's nice.
Yeah, gotta have them on hand. So if you want one, if you want two, let us know.
I just sold a couple more. So
nice.
People want them. You gotta get your hands on them.
Yeah, excited to share them, and hopefully it's a little conversation starter, point people our direction.
Yeah, we'll probably do another summer run. So get the Stars and Stripes while you can.
Yeah, definitely. And plenty of time now for Labor Day, which is our next red, white, and blue holiday. But also just wanted to say thanks, everybody, for the support. It's been cool to see the downloads up, the engagement up with, you know, socials and YouTube and stuff. We've been doing this for 3 years plus a month, and it's kind of crazy to look back. And 3 years feels like a lifetime ago, but it also feels like we started yesterday and that we still don't know what we're doing. So we appreciate everybody just tuning in, especially the people who are regular or, you know, have hopped on for an interview at some point. Anything yeah. helps, any conversation or spreading the word, sharing a link helps. And yeah, know that we appreciate it. So yeah, excited for next week. We'll be sharing a little bit of different content. We'll dive into a little different baseball stuff during the All-Star break. And if there's anything or anybody that you want to hear on here, let us know, because we're happy to have them on.
Yeah, we're definitely excited to get some more baseball people on here for you guys for the second half of this MLB season. And just bringing the content. Yeah, like Dunk said, thanks for your support.
Yeah, well, everybody have a safe and healthy weekend ahead. Hopefully everybody enjoyed their fourth and getting back to the short week of work or school or whatever you're up to. Appreciate the support. Thanks everybody for tuning in, and we'll be back next week for episode 159.
Looking forward to it. We'll see you soon, Dunk. And
all right.
As always,
let's
climb the ladder.